Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. All about hypnosis, etc. And mostly, it's about hypnosis and business building so that you can have a successful hypnosis practice. And I'm back once again with Brenda Titus. And let me tell you about this episode. Are you really worth the wait? Are you really worth the wait? See, sometimes we get so busy that clients have to wait to come and see you, and how to be worth the wait. Let me tell you about Brenda. She's the one who came up with this title because, you know what, she's so busy. She's always booked somewhere between 2 and 4 weeks ahead of time. Back to back, she's doing so good, so proud of her in the profession. But she wasn't always a hypnotist, no. She got a bachelor's degree in sociology, a master's degree in criminology. She worked at a rape crisis center doing talk therapy, intervention work. And you know what? I don't know. For some reason, she decided she wanted to check into something different. And she wound up in my class. And then I got my hypno hooks into her. And you know what happened? Before you know it, she went from classroom to clients. And now she's seeing clients regular basis, full time in the profession, writing, speaking, winning the 5-Path Leadership Award. She just keeps on going. How you doing, Brenda?
I'm doing great, Cal. Thank you so much for having me today. I'm thrilled to be here to talk about being worth the wait. And the reason that I've been able to take on this attitude and that I've needed to take on this attitude is because of everything that I've learned from you, Cal. Cal Banyan, everybody, is the hypnosis celebrity and authority. He has received almost every award in the profession given by the National Guild of Hypnotists. He has written books, Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy, The Secret Language of Feelings, which has definitely made him an authority in hypnosis that works. He's one of the trainers of some of the best of the profession. Many people come to him for guidance, for leadership, for education, and he's still teaching, writing, presenting at the NGH convention, training, making public appearances, and obviously he's had a huge impact on my ability to be successful in this practice because of 5-Path Hypnotherapy that I learned, got started with that right away, and was able to truly have great success with my clients very early on. So I'm just very thankful to be a part of this program and to be here to talk about being worth the wait. So what do you think about that, Cal?
You know, as you're doing the introduction, and I really thank you for that, I want to just underline, I'm just a regular guy. You know, sometimes people think, well, of course Cal Banyan can do this. He's Cal Banyan. And at the NGH convention, people come up to me and, you know, I've got that face that they know and the reputation that they know, and they get a little starstruck, and it's just like, okay, wait a minute. I start off in this profession just the same as you. You know, I've got to take the trash out just the same as you. And you know, it's just to not start thinking that you've got to be some kind of, you know, I don't know, have some kind of special glow about you to be special in this profession. Anyone who really wants to do this work, who really gets focused, maintains that focus, can go from classroom to clients to rising in the profession to having the ability to help out individuals, families, communities, and the world at large. Truly, you just have to really, really want it, be willing to invest in yourself, and stay focused. And that's my nugget for today.
Thank you for sharing that. And I think that leads in so nicely because any of you, this is why we're actually talking about this topic, because any of you can be a rising star in the profession. Any one of you can be among the best of the best. Just takes it having that attitude. And so today we are going to start with our attitude of being worth the wait, because you have the tools, you have the skills. Sometimes we need that attitude to back it up. So this kind of came to me through a few different avenues, Cal. So kind of a little bit of a background. In my practice, I actually am quite heavily booked. Since I came back from convention last year, I've reasonably consistently had a wait list. And the truth is that's for a variety of reasons. Sometimes it's because I'm fully booked. Other times it's because I'm actually taking time off. So it's, you know, so I want to be sure you guys understand part of this is actually having good, healthy boundaries in your business. If you need time off, that you wipe that day off of your calendar, and it's just not available for people. I have other people in that I collaborate with relatively frequently who have varying levels of availability and openness in their calendar and their schedule. Right before convention, I actually had a couple of callers come in and was all ready to refer them to somebody else who would be able to get them in to see sooner. And I realized they said, oh, no, I want to see you. My friend saw you for whatever, and I want to see you. So I realized, okay, I ended up booking a client, and I realized it was going to be two whole months before I would see him. And it started me thinking about this idea of having the attitude of being worth the wait, of really giving him everything that I could when the time came. You know, so what do you think about that, Cal? You had a couple of interesting ideas when we talked about it when we first started.
Oh, what were those ideas?
You talked about in that first session.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah.
We talked about a lot of stuff today.
We did.
One of the things is when they do finally come in and you want to surpass their expectation, you want to absolutely, by the time they get to the end of that session, go, wow, I made a significant change. They may not be all the way to goal, but they're thinking different, they're feeling different, they're behaving different. And that's such a big part of being, in my mind, worth the wait, is that when they do get in there, they go, wow, I'm so glad I waited for Brenda, or I waited for Cal, or waited for Erica, Celeste, Maureen, whoever it is. Cool. Thanks for the brain tickler there.
Yes, because here's the other side of the coin. You may have an opening tomorrow. We live in a very get it now kind of a culture, and I really want to encourage people, you know, you might have an opening tomorrow, and that client may be so hot, get me in there, get me in immediately. And here's kind of an interesting thing that can happen, is sometimes people are so excited, so emergency, you know, focused when they're on the phone, but then that next day when their session time comes, they might have change their mind. Or the reality is, I mean, like I said, with my people that I was booking 2 months out, they were completely open to change their mind at any time too. So again, that worth the wait attitude, letting people know, you know, maybe you do have an opening tomorrow, but you want to take them just as seriously if you do take them for tomorrow as you would if you were going to have them wait, which is why I wanted to talk about the next part of this topic, which is it is so important to have a appointment policy in place for your practice. And that means, what are your policies for setting appointments? What are your policies for cancellation or reschedule? Explain those policies to people as you're talking to them. Sometimes people are like, okay, get me in tomorrow, whatever, I don't care. But take that time to explain, you know what, if you book with me for tomorrow, you are still on the hook for my appointment policy, for my cancellation policy, for my reschedule policy. Excuse me. So take that time, have a policy in place, explain it to your callers, and enforce it. And here's the deal with enforcing. This is the next big part. Now, Maureen Banyan trains all of us Five Pathers on a lot of business practices, policies, procedures, and things like that. And one of the most important things that she trains us here in the office on is getting a credit card number on file for that person. Now, you don't have to charge them, but having them take the commitment of taking the time, when they're making the commitment for your time, to book your time, that they're giving you a credit card number. That credit card number gives you the teeth to enforce your cancellation policy, because maybe they're calling and in the here and now they're having an emergency that they say, I must come tomorrow, and you say, okay, I'll take you. Them giving you that credit card number means that they are thinking very carefully about the fact that they are actually going to show up. Exact same thing as if, you know, you're booking them 2 months out, getting that credit card number, they're making a commitment. You're giving teeth to your cancellation policy. So then that way, if they don't come, you know, you have the right to charge them for your time. Your time is valuable. We want you to be worth the client waiting as well as the client coming in right away. We want you to remember that your time is valuable and you are worth the wait, whether it's that they're going to come in tomorrow or they're going to come in 2 months. So what do you think about that, Cal? Have you guys always taken the credit card as a practice for booking clients?
Well, you know, the more we talk about this topic, the more I like it. And the two things is, you know, being worth the wait and then making sure that they show up for a session. And, you know, we were just like anybody else starting out back in 1996. And, you know, we had this issue with people sometimes not showing up when they were so excited. But a week later, they just don't show. And I thought, you know, I think I was checking it. Trying to make a reservation with a hotel. And you see, the hotel only has so many rooms, and we only have so many available hours in the day. And so I said, Maureen, what do you think about this? And so this is just another one of those nuggets that's in our business startup pack, and about how to start a business, how to run it right, how to get organized, how to make money, how to book appointments. And that's why the business startup pack is so important. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. And I will tell you that while I've told you that this is an important practice, there's some techniques and some tricks to how you do this, how you set up explaining, you know, taking that credit card policy and actually, or credit card number, and having that policy in place that you can get more information on from the business startup package. But I'll tell you that this topic came up because I didn't follow the procedure recently, and I admit it. I admit it here because this is a learning process for me as well as everybody else. And it's exactly like Cal said. I was super narrowed in. I had X number of appointments open before I was going to be gone for a couple of weeks. I'd gotten everybody locked in place. It was so great. But I was out of practice and out of habit of doing of being really good about this appointment policy procedure and taking a credit card number. And I got a no-show. Person completely disappeared off the face of the earth, has never returned my phone calls. And then the next week, I got another no-show. I lost 10 sessions. I lost my productivity by 10 sessions. I just want you to think about what that looks like financially. That was an expensive mistake. And I share it here so that you guys all understand how just that one little thing, but what it did, like we've talked recently about, you know, evaluating, doing self-evaluations and thinking about that, is I immediately got my language back up very quickly when I'm taking calls about getting that appointment. That appointment policy out to them, getting that credit card number. And you know what? It's really not a big deal. People are used to it. Just like with, you know, booking a hotel room, booking a massage therapist, various things where, you know, you as the hypnotist, you are committing that time for your client. They are committing that they are going to come. And, you know, you just let them know, you know, as long as you abide by the cancellation policy, we're all good. I'll rip it up, you know. But taking that credit card number is just so important because you are putting out that you are going to be worth it when they do arrive. Because I want to go back to that other part, which is whether you're booking them for tomorrow or you're booking them for a week from today or 2 months from today, that we want you to have that attitude that you are going to be worth it when they come, that hypnosis is going to be worth it when they come. And almost as important is that they are worth making this investment in their time and their money and their effort. They are worth it. And when all of those things come together, you are going to have amazingly successful clients. You're going to have clients who are going to be able to transform their lives. And that, again, goes back out into the community. And what a wonderful thing that we get to do to help people and communities every single day. How about that, Cal?
Awesome. Are you ready for a super secret insider technique to get your clients to show up for the first session that we haven't talked about yet?
Absolutely.
I've never shared this with you before. You ready?
All right.
All right. So I say it over and over again. Hypnosis is a confidence game. If you don't get their confidence, no game. And that's why we do a lot of things. You've heard me talk about it in previous podcasts of like having continuity of presentation, that the name of our business matches our business, our website matches what they're actually going to see, the promises that we make, you know, we keep, and that kind of thing. But what about making this appointment? Remember, in every first time they see you, there is this wondering, is this going to work? Is this a good idea? Okay, so what you want to do is boost their confidence that you can help them. How would you do that? I'll tell you. Start telling stories of successes with their issue. For example, how many smokers have you seen? How many weight loss clients have you seen? How many confidence clients or sports improvements? You know, let these become stories. And then with excitement and passion, say, I know you're going to be successful, just like, and then tell a story. Of course, you leave all the identifying information out, but let me tell you, I just saw a smoker that was in exactly your situation, and I see many like that, but last week, you remind me of someone that, and blah, 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 tell the story. And you tell the story because stories stick. And when you can tell stories of where you've confidently and competently fixed people with their problem or similar problems, then that gives them the confidence to see you. And I'll tell you what, if they go call around some more, nobody's going to do that. And so they're not going to get hooked in to wanting to work with you unless you're able to tell a story. And if you don't have a story yet for their specific issues, do similar issues and also talk about certifications. You can talk about, you know, I am so certified to do this. I have, you know, over 100 hours of training and working just with that issue. Or, you know, give them those kinds of stories and they'll go, oh, this is the guy or gal that I want to see. How's that sound, Brenda?
Such a great point. And, you know, I agree with that. Very oftentimes I do that where, especially people ask me, oh, what's your specialty? And I'll go back to, well, actually the process 5-path is my specialty, and then I'll go into, and this is how I've been able to help with your type of issue. So thank you so much for that, Cal. Great. Well, again, like, you know, we go back to, you know, hypnosis is a confidence game. You need the confidence to go out there and book those appointments, stand up for your appointment policy and your cancellation and reschedule policy, have the confidence to ask for that credit card number and assertively, you know, enforce your cancellation policy if necessary. But more, almost as important as all of that is to have the confidence to be worth it, to be worth that wait when they do come, whether they had to wait 24 hours or they had to wait 2 months. Put out that confidence, have that attitude to back it up, be successful, and your clients will be successful as well. So I think my voice seems to be going, so it must be time to wrap it up. So I am Brenda Titus. I can be reached at ochypnotherapy.com, also on Our Hypnospace as Brenda Titus, and Facebook under OC Hypnotherapy or Healing Path Hypnosis. So have a wonderful week. I look forward to seeing you all next time.
All right. Thank you, Brenda. I look forward to doing some more recordings with you in the future. And you folks out there, thank you so much for being here. I want to get all of my videos to you for free, over 450 of them. Just go to calbanion.com if you're not already there. Then click on the VIP button, and then for free you get instant access. Or here's a shortcut. Don't tell anybody. If you send a blank emails to videos@calbanion.com, we'll instantly get you signed up as a member, instantly give you a link to that page that has all of the podcasts by title listed for you. And I want to see you in class. October, we got a class coming up, October 5th through the 16th, and we've just published our schedule here on calbanion.com for the entire year of 2016. Now, if you're watching this in 2017, 18, 19, 20, and so on, just go to calbanion.com, check on the live training link, and I'll see you in class or online live as you interact with us during a live hypnosis training program. All right, that's it. Thanks again, Brenda. Cal Banion, signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banion and the Banion Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.